Florida's medical marijuana amendment passed by an historic margin. But although the people have spoken, state and local leaders are far from certain about the path forward. I'm Nick Evans. Florida's legislative session doesn't officially begin until March, but Senate committee hearings have already begun. And with 160 members in the House and Senate, finding compromise can take time. Next year, they'll take on a number of thorny issues, and the Senate's Health Policy Committee wasted no time addressing one of the most prickly. Medical marijuana.
At this point, we are still in the educational phase with our members. This is a new subject for all of us, and so we are taking it very seriously, and we will implement Amendment 2 in an honorable way.
That's Committee Chair Dana Young, and the Tampa Republican is talking about the constitutional amendment paving the way for medical cannabis in Florida. But the issue isn't exactly new. Amendment 2 narrowly failed in 2014 before passing this year. And in each of the past three sessions, lawmakers have pushed cannabis legislation. Some of those measures are responsible for Florida's six licensed nurseries. Amendment 2 has shaken all of that up, and existing growers are quick to defend their place in the market. Kim Rivers, CEO of the dispensing organization Trulieve, says she and other licensees should retain their permits.
The new businesses that are brought online, we have worked extremely hard in the state of Florida per your guidance to make sure that, again, patient safety and product quality are paramount, and that anything going forward, that those standards would remain high and equal for all entrants into the market. And then, again, just to remind...
Senator Jeff Brandis is a Republican from St. Petersburg, with a bit of a libertarian streak. He's long advocated a legislative solution for medical marijuana, but his proposals have often been at odds with the rest of his caucus. He agrees with Rivers. Existing licenses should be honored. But now that Amendment 2 has passed, he says barriers to entry need to be lifted.
We should not be setting up state-supported cartels, and that's essentially what we've done. It's time to break down the barriers. It's time to let people make investments. But I won't support any bill that restricts the market.
A block away, the uncertainty has some on the Tallahassee City Commission spooked.
I don't want to get into the specifics on what we want to see in an ordinance, because I think we're wasting our time until we know what the state tells us what they're going to put in their laws.
That's Commissioner Scott Maddox at a recent meeting where city officials began the process for placing a six-month moratorium on new dispensaries within city limits. And Florida's capital city isn't alone. Small, relatively conservative towns like Milton and the Panhandle and large, progressive-leaning counties like Orange have approved freezes of their own. Although he voted to advance the proposal, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum is anxious about ceding authority to the state legislature.
And we ought to define for ourselves what makes the most sense for Tallahassee, not for Miami or Orlando or Jacksonville, Panama City, but for our community. And it will take some time for us to figure that out, which is why I think this is a prudent next step. But I don't want to in any way communicate a ceding of ground for our own decision-making of what makes sense for our community to the legislature.
Even though Amendment 2 passed by a greater margin than any other state medical cannabis initiative in U.S. history, the issue remains contentious. Lawmakers, regulators, and growers seem to agree medical cannabis is here. But there are a lot of cooks in the kitchen with many different ideas about what they're making. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.